Someone observed that one of the best gifts you can give your kids is setting an example of trying to pursue Christ. And I think most Christian parents I know are trying to model a vibrant faith for their kids. It's especially difficult when they hit a certain age and they start asking hard questions and they have to kind of own the faith themselves. But we're here to give some advice. I'm John Fuller, along with our Vice President of Parenting, Danny Huerta. Danny, I'm sure that you have met a lot of people that model well what it means to be a Christ follower. Anybody come to mind that you can talk about?
You have a longtime friend. His name is Tim. And he's just such an intentional dad, but also intentional in his relationship with God. I've watched him over the years just spend that time either just on his own, where he goes on his own personal retreat with God. He serves at the church. He takes time to serve his family, his wife, his kids, spend intentional time in conversation. I just have seen him really embody what it means to be committed to a relationship with God, and it's been impressive to watch him along the way.
Well, we're going to hear about modeling well for the next generation as we listen to more from Jim Daly's conversation with Chris Howard and Shelley Tomlinson. Chris is the grandmother of Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, and Chris and Shelley are going to share some ways they've tried to teach their grandkids about loving God.
Chris, let me ask you, your granddaughter, Sadie Robertson,
yes.
That's Willie and Corey. Corey's your daughter,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
Sadie's your granddaughter, and she's a delightful young lady.
She is.
Every father who has a son about her age, that's the kind of daughter you hope your son will meet.
Just very bright, committed to the Lord. I had many direct messages from people when Sadie was, before she was married. I really would love for my son to meet Sadie.
Yes.
Do you think she'll be in such and such town? You
know, like, oh, I know.
Okay.
I had people want me to set Sadie up. And I was like, I'm not even in that. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
You mentioned in the book you traveled to a speaking engagement with her and a young woman approached you. And she said something about being a grandparent that really grabbed your heart. What did she pray over you or say to you that got your attention?
She did. For the first probably 3 years of Duck Dynasty when Sadie was asked to speak so much, developing her speaking skills, I was the natural one to travel with her. Corey was busy filming and doing different things. So I was with Sadie at the speaking engagement, and this young lady came up to me and said that she had been thinking and praying about me, and which kind of shocked me. I'm just on the sidelines watching my granddaughter shine and do her thing. And this young lady said that she'd been praying, and she just wanted me to know that what has been coming to her is that my ceiling, our ceiling as grandparents, will be the floor for our grandchildren to bloom and blossom and go and move and do and all that. And I mean, that just hit me. I love that analogy so much. And later I say in the book, we took our whole family to Israel for Christmas 3 years ago. And we got to see this in action. We got to look down this, where they've excavated, I don't ever say that word right, this whole area. And you can literally see three civilizations on top of each other. Right. And I thought, looking at that, wow, that is, you know, Johnny and I and Corey and Willie and Sadie and now Christian. And now they have Honey, who is now, of course, above us, my mom and dad and Phil and Kay and our generation, but my mom and dad and, you know, five generations. And each generation is building on the next and leaving that our ceiling. We're leaving that floor for them to start what they're going to do.
It's a beautiful
and then
picture.
Move on up. It's just really... That just touched me so much, and it still does.
Yeah, when you look at that, I guess using that analogy of, you know, building upon your grandparents' ceiling
mm-hmm.
as your floor, which is a great way to look at things.
Yeah.
What are those, as a grandparent, what are those building materials that you're giving your grandchild to build on? What are the timbers that they're going to be using? What are those things you're investing in as a grandparent?
Right. That's what we think about so often, what we want to pour into other grandparents for them to think about that. Think about those things. What are those things? My husband and I started something when ours were little, and we may have talked about this on the last show, and every time we would be on vacation, we make the kids sit down, and we added to this Principles for Living, or Howard Legacy Principles for Living. We have 67 of them now that and those are the things we wanted to build into our children. And so, of course, now those are the things that we wanted to build into our grandchildren, now our great-grandchildren. And so how you go about those things may be a little bit different when you're the grandparent instead of the parent. You don't have all the responsibility all the time.
Right.
You do get to do a little more things. Things don't have to be quite as serious on some things. But still, there's a seriousness to it because God has gifted us with this role as grandparents.
So Chris and
legacy living.
Right. We talk a lot about the intentionality. That's really big. And I think it speaks into what you're asking. If you're intentional as a grandparent of what it is that you're wanting to pass on, there are opportunities all during the day while you're with them to redirect their thinking toward what the Word says, what God's Word says about this. And it can be a natural way of including the principles that you're wanting to pass on to them in the conversation so that they know what's important to you, and you don't have to preach all day. It's just grandma really loves Jesus, you
right,
know, and
absolutely.
This is who she listens to, and this is who is guiding her life. And if they see that modeled, that life of faith before them, it's easier for them to come to that.
Right.
And you have to do that, or we want you to do that with intentionality.
Well, Danny, I know somebody is listening and thinking, this is great, but I'm not from a family like the Robertsons. Maybe they're really the first Christian in their family. Offer some encouragement.
Yeah, you get to be the pioneer, really, in your
get
home.
Get to be.
Right? You get to be the pioneer.
I love this about you, Danny, because a lot of us are going to see a problem here or a hurdle, and you're like, you get to.
Yeah, it's going to be imperfect, and that's the beauty of it. You really get to learn what it means to depend wholeheartedly on God and the imperfection that God responds to. And that's you being able to say, hey, this is an invitation to get to know who God is and get to know the faith. Sometimes we dry up when we come from a Christian home and it's all about routine and we have to do this. In this case, you've chosen this outside of the momentum of where your family's been.
Hmm.
So you've chosen something different. And in that strangeness, you get to meet a Heavenly Father that is able to bring new perspective on life. And so be encouraged along the way. It's one step at a time. It's a reset potentially for you in your life, and you're changing the momentum of generations.
The spiritual
down the line.
Momentum.
The spiritual momentum, which is great to think about. How are you changing the way that they do life? They value things, the way that they believe about things, and how does that begin to change and shape the generations to come? That's just exciting to think about. So see yourself as a pioneer. Maybe put a pioneer sticker somewhere so you can remind yourself you are treading some new ground.
And especially if you're in that role of being a grandparent, kind of a first-generation Christian grandparent, God's going to give you a lot of grace. Just be honest and be encouraged, and certainly a resource that we think highly of would be the book from Shelley and Chris that we heard about earlier. It's called Rocking It Grand, 18 Ways to Be a Game-Changing Grandma. I think a grandpa could pick this up and benefit from its wisdom as well. It's a really terrific resource, and we're going to encourage you to get that book either for yourself, or maybe you've got a special grandparent in mind that could benefit from what Shelley and Chris have been talking about. Let us know. Give us a call or follow the link in the show notes. As you can, please donate to the ministry here. We're offering that book. We would ask you to make a one-time gift or a monthly pledge to sustain the ministry and make podcasts like this possible. As you do, we'll send that book to you. And we're also going to link over to a free download of the whole conversation Jim Daly had with Chris and Shelley. The link is in the show notes as well. Next time, Dr. Kevin Lehman will be here for some encouragement on why it's important to lighten up. For now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team here, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.